Tadej Pogačar, the leader of the Tour de France, hints at a strategic approach as the race heads into a critical series of climbing stages. What follows sheds light on his mindset and the challenges ahead. Pogačar anticipates a quieter stage in the Vosges on Friday, expressing no desire for aggressive racing. He acknowledges that Saturday and Sunday's demanding climbs to Le Markstein and Plateau de Salazone are where the real action will unfold. "We will need to survive as well as possible," he emphasizes, referring to the grueling 205.8-kilometer stage, the longest of this year's tour. Despite his impressive performances in the Pyrenees, Pogačar's cautious outlook may surprise competitors. He believes that the relatively mild climbs on Friday, including the Category 3 Col des Croix and the Cat 1 Vallon d'Alsace, won't be pivotal for the general classification, allowing his team to conserve energy for the weekend. Reflecting on his recent experiences, Pogačar acknowledges a challenging day with a late crash affecting the peloton, but remains optimistic about his team's strategy. As he enters his 62nd day in the yellow jersey, Pogačar focuses on the road ahead, ready to tackle the upcoming tests.